The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Thus states the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers believed that our rights came from God, not from government. They reveal here that they believed government's only function was to preserve those God-given rights. Where did they get these ideas? We find these ideas only in the Bible. They grew up in homes and churches which taught these ideas from the Bible. This is why they wrote our Declaration of Independence and our original Constitution. They were trying to create a national government which would agree with the Bible in its form and its spirit. And though it was not perfectly biblical, it was the nearest to the Bible of any government ever created. One of the things the Bible taught was that every citizen must participate in the government by voting for their government servants. God formed the nation of Israel by telling Moses to have the children of Israel choose, quote, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, to be rulers. Thus we can see God wants rulers to arise only through the choice of the people that they rule. This is why it is so important for you and me to go to the polls and vote next Tuesday. If people who want the values of the Bible in our communities don't go vote, we get the values of those in rebellion against God shoved upon us. It not only is not wise to refuse to vote, it is outright rebellion against God. I urge you in Jesus' name to go to the polls and vote for the candidates who stand nearest to the Bible on the issues. Perhaps you're thinking, well, none of them stand near the Bible. That thought would have been true a few years ago, but things are beginning to change. For instance, Bill Johnson, running for Secretary of State in Kentucky, is a former Air Force pilot who is committed to the Bible as truth to be lived by in this present world. I believe he is far and away the better candidate for Secretary of State. When we consider the governor's race in Kentucky, the divide over the biblical position on issues is crystal clear. Steve Beshear is pro-abortion, which means he is for murdering babies in the womb. He is pro-homosexual agenda. He is pro-casino gambling. In fact, the only economic program he seems to have is to bring casinos to Kentucky. On the other hand, David Williams is for protecting unborn children in the womb from abortion. He has voted against the homosexual agenda by supporting the Kentucky Marriage Amendment. He has stopped, as President of the Kentucky Senate, Steve Beshear's every attempt to get a casino gambling bill passed. There could not be a clearer choice as to who Bible-believing people should vote for in this governor's race. The truth is, if God's people will go to the polls and vote biblically, we can elect people into each of the state offices who stand basically where the Bible stands. If the turnout is as low as predicted, we can sway this election toward biblical positions. Will you go vote for candidates who stand nearest the Bible on issues? You can go to KentuckiansForFreedom.com for reliable information about the candidates. That's KentuckiansForFreedom.com. Also, votekentucky.us gives the candidates' positions in their own words, unless they avoided the survey, which in my opinion means they have something to hide. The question is, will you decide your children's future, or will someone else decide it? You decide by whether or not you vote next Tuesday. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.